It's not even noon yet, and I've already come twice and been well fucked every which way by my coworker crush, Mark. And to call him a coworker, though, doesn't paint the whole picture. He is a high-powered managing partner of the law firm I work at. I am the communications director based in Chicago, while he is in New York. So even though we've been at the same firm for years, he's only been on my radar in the past few months, thanks to my traveling more frequently to headquarters. The firm had just had an all-hands retreat at a 5-star resort in Napa Valley, and after fantasizing hard about Mark for several weeks now, not to mention abusing myself with my toy collection while thinking of him, it was revealed to us both by happenstance only yesterday that we've been mutually fantasizing about each other. So here I am in the king-sized bed of his suite, which looks like it could be the presidential suite. And after sampling all my bits and making me come twice, so fucking hot, and plundering all my openings with his fat cock, he gifted me a bucket of his warm cum deep in my rectum. We had dozed off, and I'm just now waking up to my favorite scenario, spooning with a wonderful lover with his heavy cock resting between my inner thighs. I'm lying here relishing the feeling of my well-used asshole, still tender from some pretty major action, yet soon ready for more. And without touching them, I can tell my bald cunt lips are again secreting moisture. Mark has got one arm tucked beneath my head and the other hand resting familiarly on my perky tit like it was always meant to be there. Sounds like he's sleeping. And judging from his deep, rhythmic breathing, his face snuggled into the back of my neck. I smile to myself, wondering how long it would be before he's ready to go again. I know from his biography he must be in his late 40s, so maybe later today. I'm in no hurry, although in the back of my mind, I know I still need to deal with travel arrangements, getting back to the city to fly out, etc. I decide I'll do it now since he's snoozing, which will give us a little more time together later. And I gingerly try to take his hand off my chest and think about how to extricate myself from the tangle of our limbs without waking him. Going somewhere? He asks, sounding like he's still in a dream. And his cock twitches a little between my smooth thighs. Hey, sleepyhead. I was going to see if I can take care of that travel issue. You're not going anywhere. His long swimmer's arms fold around me more tightly as his top thigh drapes over mine. And I can feel his cock stirring in its nest right next to my moist pussy lips. Fuck, he's sexy. Stay. We'll order room service. Make slow, nasty love, please. He reaches down my front to gently dip his fingertip in the cleft of my camel toe and lightly strokes my clit, catching some of the moisture starting to seep from my pussy. See, your little pussy wants to stay. His cock is quickly getting hard. Impressive, given the short period of time that's elapsed. And he's making a lazy bucking movement with his hips, shimmying his growing hard-on along my dewy cunt lips. I groan softly and wedge my ass in his belly a little more firmly. He gently rolls me onto my back and gives me a deep kiss. He tastes faintly of my pussy and vaguely of my ass. Such a turn on. After a lingering kiss, he pulls away, gives me a sexy, mischievous smile and starts kissing and nipping his way down my body. I'm wondering if I should go freshen up when he says, "I want to lick that tasty pussy of yours." Well, can't say no to that. He trails down my front torso, munching on my rock-hard nipples, toying a bit with my thin gold belly chain before arriving face to crotch with my love box. "Fuck, Lizzie, you have the prettiest pussy I've seen in a long while. I love it. Your cunt lips extend down from your puffy lips like a little pendant." He looks up at me and holds my gaze as he flicks out his tongue and runs it along my inner lips and give them a little suck. "Oh yes, this pussy has been very well fucked today. It's so juicy and tender. Oh my God." He reaches behind my thighs and accordions them towards my chest so that my snatch is completely open for his viewing. He proceeds to lick every part of my pussy as if he's trying to lick it clean. He takes his time, lightly sucking on my clit and my labia. The man really loves to eat pussy. What else can a girl ask for? Well, one or two things that he's already delivered on and more. He folds my legs further towards my chest and progresses with his tongue down along my perineum, the gateway to our shared delight, my asshole. He's teasing me mercilessly, licking my perineum and almost to my crack, then going back up to my clit. He goes back and forth this way for a bit, just to make me squirm. Then, almost brusquely, he maneuvers one of my legs across my body and dives his tongue right in the little crater of my anus. My body flinches from the sudden contact as I let out a long moan of delight. "Oh yes, Mark. Oh my God, yes. Work my ass with your tongue." He starts going to town on my ass while making small tight circles on my clit with a thumb of one hand and inserting two fingers into my cunt with the other. I'm wondering if he can taste his cum on my ass before. But he shot his load so high up in my ass, I doubt it's anywhere near to leaking out. I would love to cream pie from my ass for him sometime, though. Maybe today. He's now focusing his energies more on the clit work and the ass rimming. I can feel my orgasm chug forward like a slow, inevitable train. "Oh, fuck, Mark. Your tongue is so amazing. You're gonna make me come again. Come to me, baby. I love watching and feeling you come. I want to feel your pucker twitch on my tongue when you get off," he says. And just hearing that sends me right over the edge. I brush his thumb off my clit so I can take over, leaving him to focus his attention on my anal area. He voraciously licks and sucks my crater, alternating with spearing his muscular tongue just inside my anal ring and probing its edges. Fuck, his tongue is a marble. "Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh yes, please don't stop." My hand is in a frenzy on my clit, and finally my orgasm hits. I come hard, feeling Mark's tongue inside the ring of my ass, and, per request, my ass involuntarily fluttering on it. "Just made me come so hard. You're an amazing ass licker. Fuck." He doesn't answer, only continues to softly lick out my ass. He's licking a bit more lightly and more slowly, but he doesn't show any sign of letting up. He turns me onto my belly, not missing a beat with the ass rimming. I grab a pillow and tuck it underneath my hips and shamelessly open up my backside to his ministrations. He adjusts his positions to be more centered and keeps on licking the edges of my anus up and down my valley, catching the moisture of my pussy, all of it. I feel completely and utterly devoured. He allows much of his spit to collect, and every now and then teases a fingertip into my tight hole. And while he's doing this, I can feel his fat, hard cock leaking its precious pre-cum onto the backs of my thighs. Oh my God, he's really driving me crazy. I moan uncontrollably, gyrating my ass and burying my face and head into the duvet. Fuck, Lizzie. Your ass smells and tastes so good. I could really eat out your pussy and ass all day. Be my guest. He eats and licks me out some more, and I can tell he's also pulling out his cock, which turns me on immensely. I can't see him right now, but I love watching a man pull on his cock, getting it ready for action. Baby, your asshole is so creamy right now. It looks like it's ready for my cock again. Yes? Are you ready for my cock and your ass again? Oh my God, yes, please. He pulls his mouth away from my rear and starts to slow fuck me with one finger, and then with two fingers. I am whimpering like a little animal, bucking back onto his fingers, dying for him to fill me up. He reaches for the lube on the night table, squeezes some on his hand and on my slutty ass, and reinserts the two well-lubed fingers. He fucks me for a short minute with these two fingers, changing the angle this way and that, like he's molding my anal rim more open. It feels so nasty and amazing, him opening me up like that. Then he adds a little more lube, and the next time he inserts his fingers, there are three fingers. Oh my God. The feeling is just on this side of discomfort, but fantastic too. The texture of his fingers bundled together is so different from a cock, and pleasurably so. Fuck, I have to sink my cock into your ass now. I'm gonna fuck you long and hard, Lizzie. Are you ready? Yes. Oh my God, please stop talking and stuff your cock in my ass. He quickly slaps some lube onto his swollen cock and without further delay starts to work it into my tight ass. He is almost rough in his desire and haste. He pumps my ring a few times to prime it, then he's halfway in. A few more pumps and his cock is completely balls deep in my ass. Heaven. My mouth has gone slack and I'm probably drooling into the bedclothes as I reach back to pull my cheeks more open for him. I wish I could enjoy his POV, watching his fat, greased up snake slide in and out of my stretched ass while I'm holding it open for him. Fuck, you're a gorgeous slut. I could fuck your ass all day. He's working my ass with long glides, pulling nearly but not all the way out, then sliding his lovely cock back in again. My ass feels so opened up, and I wonder if it's gaping at all. That is so hot to think that my tightest hole would be persuaded to stay a bit open for a few seconds from prolonged ass fucking before winking shut again. And as if he could read my mind, the next time he pulls back, he pulls all the way out. Fuck, Lizzie. Your asshole is staying open like a tiny little mouth when I pull out. Ah, Jesus, I'm watching it close up again. That is so fucking hot. And I moan back at him affirmatively. He continues to do this a few times. Pump, pump, pump. Pull out, watch for a moment, repeat. The next time he pulls out, he quickly bends down, and I can feel his tongue in my slightly open asshole, just as it's reflexively closing again. Oh my God, so nasty, so good. Not in a million years could I have imagined being fucked this way by anyone, much less the managing partner of my firm. Mark does this a few more times. Each time his timing gets a little better and he catches the opening a little earlier. Fuck, Lizzie. I love playing with your ass this way. You're driving me crazy. I'm ready to give you more of my cum now. Yes, please come inside me. Finish what you started. Give me a green pie. He groans and nudging my hands off my ass. He palms my ass flesh hard and grinds into my ass with short strokes deep inside. Jesus, you're such a slut. I'm gonna fuck you every single day we're in the same city. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. He explodes inside my tunnel and pulls out a bit towards the end of the stream so that some of his cum ends up just inside my ring. He lightly pumps his cock and I can feel some of his cum seeping out along his cock. Again, I envy his POV. I so wish I could see what he's seeing. And once the spasms of his orgasm have subsided, he slowly pulls out. As he does so, I can feel some of his cum dribbling out of my ass. I reach back and massage it onto and into my asshole. I peek back to enjoy the sight of him watching the show, his mouth slightly open, his eyes hooded with lust and appreciation. He rubs the fat head of his cock on my opening again, spreading his cum all over my ass area. God damn, Lizzie. Your ass looks so nasty right now with my jizz all over it. It's fucking beautiful. He leans forward to stuff his tongue into my mouth for another deep kiss. And I can smell my scent strongly on his face and taste myself on his lips. I do believe I have found my soulmate, at least for now.